leg, or small children, they produced good sweet pastimes of Krishna meeting and Radha Kunda. My blessings, in future they should understand what is love, especially the lovers gopis in future. Now they cannot, but future they may. My blessings. Thank you.
Thank you.
for 5 minutes. Yes, so to speak, about the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Give him.
Mike.
Om Nagyan Sinanjasya Gunanjana Sadakaya Chaktura Militamina Chakmashi Gurudev. As we know, Gurudev has been speaking somewhat about the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He started his class 2 days ago with a verse from the Adilila in Chaitanya Charitamrita. We know the essence of this verse is that Lord Chaitanya has appeared in this world to give what no incarnation has ever given before, sublime knowledge of the taste of his service and of his love. We are so very fortunate because this verse in Adilila also instructs us that this gift has been not given for such a long, long time, apparently since the day of Brahma, so some 4 billion years ago. We also know that this gift is so rare and so precious that even Brahma, Narad and Sukadev want it. Uddhav also wants it. On Krishna's instruction, he travelled to Vrindavan and met the Brajavasis. What he saw there blew his mind. He could not comprehend. He became so happy because he was so fortunate to witness the great love that the Brajavasis have. And he realised that he could not console them because the tears that they were shedding for Krishna in separation were actually the greatest fortune. So how could he tell them to stop crying because what they were doing was perfect? So he was happy, but he was also overwhelmed. If we see a very, very big, great mountain, we may say, oh, what a beautiful mountain, it is so high. But at the thought of ascending this mountain, we become very overwhelmed. This was how Uddhav was feeling. But we are so fortunate because Mahaprabhu has appeared and he has given us the means by which to ascend this great mountain of Unnachvalarat, this very, very rare and precious gift. But Gurudev has instructed us many times that we can, and also Sankaracharya has instructed us when he said, Bhaje Govinda, Bhaje Govinda, Bhaje Govinda Modhamate. Do not worship Govinda, worship Govinda, worship Govinda. Our intellectual jugglery will not take us here. Only by chanting and remembering and performing devotional activities under the guidance of Srila Gurudev and by following in the footsteps of those who are carrying out the mission of Mahaprabhu may we even get close. The first line of this verse is Anampitam Chirim Charat. Anampitam, what does this mean? It means to give. Charat, what does it mean? Not for a long time. We also see in Adilila the verse Hari Purata Sundara. Hari, as you all know, has many meanings. But here we can understand it means powerful lion. So similarly, Rupa Goswami prays to Lord Chaitanya. Oh Hari, you are the powerful lion, and just as when a lion roars, all the mad elephants free. When you roar, so the our anarthas and our fences are also flee. So Srila Gurudev has told us that very carefully, we have Lord Chaitanya in our heart like a lion, but he is in a cage. Yet if we listen to his instructions, and we take this very careful, and we listen very carefully to this gift that Lord Chaitanya has come to give, then Lord Chaitanya will very powerfully roar like a lion in our heart and our life will become perfect. So we should take this on board and follow the instructions and very powerfully and proudly pursue this mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are so fortunate. There are actually as many atoms, there are many jivas as there are atoms. And within however many of those jivas, only so are so fortunate as to come across Srila Gurudev, but to even come across, even to hear the name Mahaprabhu, you're also fortunate. So you should take this on board and pursue his goal as much as possible. I hope this pleases you.
I want that lady devotee like Chandramukhi, her sister, and also what name?
Damodar Priya.
Other ladies would be ready to preach our mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As in past, Gangamata Thakurani, Janava Thakurani, Hemlata, and so many have done this. So, my heartly blessings to you. Very briefly, you should preach a brief verse. Gautama. I know that there are so many qualified ladies also, so many qualified male devotees also. They should come forward and preach the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as in the time of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Also, I saw a banner, Sri Giriraj Gaudiya Math. I want that Tapan Mishra, Premananda Prabhu, Jagadish Pandey, new Brahmacharis, they should come after this festival, they should be in Giriraj Gaudiya Math there. And Gaud Praman. And I have requested Mahaprabhu and all others, they should invite devotees, bring preachers from India also, from here also. There are so many qualified, Dinbandhu Prabhu and others. Brajvalla Prabhu should be invited there and they should preach the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I request all that you should be in one opinion and make that center. Oh, very well, that our preacher from India here, then they will come and stay there until a big place is not formed. This center, Giriraj Gaudiya Math, is very good. Basement, about more than 100 devotees can sit and hear Harikatha. Also, so many sannyasi brahmachari can be there. And I think all are helping Mahaprabhu and all are helping, and you should all help. Gaud Praman. Agyanat Nirandhasya Gyanan Janshalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Vancha Kalpatarubhasya Kripasindhu Vyayivacha Patitanam Pavan Vaishnavibhyo Namo Mahapadanaya Krishna Prema Pradaya Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Tavai Vasmi Tavai Vasmi Najivam Tvayavina Iti Pichnaya Rade Tangnaya Mam Charnam. My heart filling obeisances in the Lord of Chit of my Diksha Guru. Om Vishnu Parshish Madhvakti Prakyan Kesa Goswami. And same in the Lord of Chit of my Siksha Guru. Om Vishnu Parshish Madhvakti Vedanta Swami. We are explaining Raramanan Sambhad. We discussed three days. But even we cannot explain first a sloka. I mean what? 2 days rest, 2 days. Today and
tomorrow.
What can we explain more?
You can stay another week or a day.
Anyhow, we are explaining something. We are touching this subject. If I will tell in one day all I can do, like Hanuman, ek lamp dilo, he jumped and brought Sita in
Ajodhya.
Iti Ramayana. Understand? This is in brief. So, we are going to tell the brief only. But I think that if I will come in future, I must come. Then I will gradually develop all these things. So we have discussed that Mahaprabhu told Raramana that what is Sardha and what is Sadha. Yesterday briefly we told you, especially Arunya Maharaj told something about sadhana. I told you that everywhere, first sadhya is what?
Established.
First, what is the life, goal of life? First thing. And then, how it can be received? In what process? What we are going to achieve, it is gopi prem. No? And what is the process to follow gopis? Bhakti is sadhya and bhakti is sadhana. Both. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked and he replied, Swadharma acharane ki
Vishnu bhakti hai.
Vishnu bhakti hai. Then what?
Swadharma acharane varnasrama acharya vata.
Really? Swadharma acharan is sadhya. In real sense. Swa means? Our
constitutional
duty.
Duty. Dharma. Ishwa dharma. But here, what Ramananda has told this slok for reference, it shows that he had told about varnasram dharma, not vastva dharma. So, he told this slok, varnasram marcharata, purusena parakuman, Nanak Panthaya. There is no other way to
satisfy
Vishnu. What is the purpose? You should tell. And why Mahaprabhu told it Bahya? Both.
Om Dhyanatimirandasya Dhyanam Janasamapaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Hirave. So in the discussion where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has inquired from Ramananda Roy, what is the ultimate sadhya, the ultimate goal of life? So in this sequence of answers which we are now going to be hearing, which Sri Ramananda Roy has given in response to this question of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is the first suggestion that Ramananda Roy has given. Varnashramacharavata purushena parapuman vishur aradhyate panta nanyatatosha karanam. Here, he's speaking about varnashram, varnashram dharma. What is varnashram dharma? In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Sri Krishna says, Chatur varnyam maya shrishtam guna karma vibhagasha. He says here that I am the creator in human society of the system called Chaturvarnyam or Varnashram Dharma. This means that by nature, within this material world, within this whole universe, God has created a system for the human society to make step-by-step progress in their ultimate attainment, which is to have their Swadharma, as Srila Gurudev has told. That means their eternal occupational duty in relationship to the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, but in the beginning stages of human society, they are not all qualified to accept the highest process through which this ultimately must be obtained. So in order to be merciful to the living entities within this world, Krishna, Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of God, who has created this universe, he has established a system called Varnashram, in which human society is divided into four different categories. And actually there are four social orders and four spiritual orders. So these are divided according to guna and karma. That means in this world, everyone takes birth in a particular family, in a particular society, and in this way, their birth is determined by their previous activities in previous lives, which is called their karma. So that particular birth that they have is already set. What qualities they have within that life are earned by their previous karma. Some persons are highly intelligent, so therefore they can perform duties which other persons who don't have the same level of intelligence can perform. So therefore Krishna describes that just like within our body, our physical body, we have different parts of our body, like our head, our arms, our belly, and our legs. So these different parts of our body perform different functions for the service of the whole body. But the head ultimately is directing all the activities. Without the head, none of the other parts of the body can function. So in the same way, the Supreme Lord has created the system of Varnashram in which human society has the Brahmin class, the intellectual class, which is compared to the head. Then there is the Kshatriya class, the administrative class, which is compared to the arms. Then there is the Vaishya class, which is the class of men who can perform, do business and agriculture and such and maintain the whole social body. And finally, there are the workers or laborer class called Shudras. And they are like the legs of the social body. So if Krishna describes that if a man properly follows this system of Varnashram Dharma, or in other words, this verse which was quoted by Ramananda Roy, it says, Varnashram atara vata purushena para puman vishnur aradyate panta. By following this system and worshipping the Supreme Lord by executing one's occupational duties, then nanyatattosha karanam. The Supreme Lord becomes satisfied by this. So this is a proper step in the right direction. Aside from these social orders, there are also four spiritual orders of life which the human beings are meant to progress stage by stage through in their life. The first stage is called brahmacharya. That means the student life. Then the second stage is called grihastha. That means married life, family life, in which they take responsibility. They raise children and family, and they work hard to maintain the social body like this. Grihastha. Then there's vanaprastha life. After completing the duties of the family life, then in order for a human being to attain spiritual perfection, he will have to give up this attachment to the family life within this world, and he will now have to start preparing himself for the final stage, which is renunciation, sannyas. So in order to bridge that gap between the household life and the renounced life, oh, then he will have to become a retired, vanaprastha life, and prepare himself. Then finally, when he is qualified and he is detached from all material affairs within this world, he can take the sannyas order of life. So this is the four spiritual orders, varna and ashrama. So these are created by the Supreme Lord, and here Ramananda Roy is saying that this is for the benefit of human society. If someone executes this, the Supreme Lord will be pleased, and aside from this, there is no other way to please the Supreme Lord. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this suggestion by Ramananda Roy, his response to that was very interesting. He says, Eho Bahya, Age Koho Ar. He told him, what you are telling is actually external. Bahya means external. Age Koho Ar, please speak further. Please give another suggestion beyond what you're telling me now. So why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say that this is bahya, external? Because Varnashram Dharma, although it is leading to the eternal Swadharma or the Sanatam Dharma, the eternal constitutional position of the soul, but in and of itself, it is actually on the material plane, and it pertains only to the physical body and the social interactions within society. Ultimately, the aim of Varnashram Dharma is to satisfy the Supreme Lord. But in and of itself, it cannot really give the highest perfection unless it comes to the stage of absolute surrender and worship of the Supreme Lord through what is called pure Shuddha Bhakti. So, as we heard yesterday, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to hear about the ultimate goal of life, sadhya, and he also wanted to hear what is the sadhana, the process by which this ultimate goal of life can be attained. So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed that this is external, then Sri Ramananda Roy considered, and now he suggested, as Mahaprabhu wanted him to suggest, the next step, which would be a higher level, more nearer to the actual activities of the true transcendental soul, the Atma. So this is the process. Without coming to the level of the soul and without connecting the soul in worship of the Supreme Soul, it is not possible for him to attain this sadhya, the ultimate goal of life. So we will hear now of all the other stages which he suggested.
So we have heard from Srila Gurudev and also from Pujapai Bhaktanta Padmanabh Maharaj about Varnashram Dharma. So first of all, the goal of life is transcendental and eternal, and is attained by Sanatan Dharma, the eternal religion of the soul. So Varnashram Dharma is not Sanatan Dharma, because one's Varna and one's ashram is never Sanatan, never eternal. You not be in the Brahmachari ashram forever, may become Grihastha, but this will also not be forever, may be Sannyasi. So ashram can change and Varna will also change. One life, Sutra, Kshatriya, Brahmin, according to the modes of material nature, these things can change. So the Varnashram Dharma can never be called Sanatan Dharma. It is related to the gross body and the subtle mind and the modes of material nature. So the real goal of life of Sanatan Dharma is praying, transcendental love for the Supreme Lord. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will always reject any suggestion given by Ramananda Rai, unless that suggestion is what is known as Sarup Anubandhi. Sarup Anubandhi means he wants to hear something which is related to the constitutional form of the soul, the soul's Swarup. So in this verse it is stated, Varnashramacharavata purushena parapuma Vishnu arajatai panta nanyat tattoshakaranam, that there is no other way to satisfy Vishnu but the execution of these prescribed duties in life. But the question comes, who is this Vishnu? Vishnu himself has manifested this material world. The Mahavishnu, Gabanakshay Vishnu, and the Paramatma, Kiridakshay Vishnu. So Vishnu has manifested this world, and along with this world, the duties which are related to this world. But the question comes, does the Atma have any eternal relationship with Vishnu? No. The Atma has no eternal relationship with the manifestation of Bhagavan, who is performing the activity of creation, Brahma, maintaining the universe. Brahma is creating, Vishnu is maintaining, Lord Shiva is destroying the universes. So, it is true that one may satisfy Vishnu, the creator, by performing the activities related to the creation. But the Atma is related, Jivera Swarupamoy Krishnera Nityadas, Krishnera Tathasta Shakti Veda Ved Prakash. The Atma has eternal relation with Krishna. And therefore, by the performance of these duties, one can rise up from the Tamagun, Rajagun, Sattvagun, and one can be elevated to the heavenly planets. But actually, it is not possible to become completely liberated and enter Golok Vrindavan at all. Impossible by the performance of Varnashram Dharma. But there are some good sides. What is that? In Varnashram Dharma, you will have to respect your seniors. If any guest comes, you have to serve them. So a chance is there that when a sadhu is moving around, that or you are receiving in your home and serve that guest, and in this way a chance will come to go beyond the absorption in material duties and learn something about the eternal occupation of the soul which is related to Sri Krishna. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Eho Bhaiya, or this is something external, please tell me something deeper, something which is Swarup Anubandhi, related to Atma.
Very good. More something?
The Varnashram Dharma, as we heard, relates to the physical body and the false subtle body made up of false ego and so on. Now, generally, it can be said that ashram relates to the physical body, in that a person, traditionally in the Varnashram system, a person will progress through different stages according to that person's age. During the younger age, during youth, a person is in the brahmachari life. Then grihastha, at a particular age or a particular time, a person enters the renounced order. And the varna system, varnaprastha and sannyas. However, the system of varna relates to a person's subtle body. In other words, a person is not a kshatriya, a brahmin, a kshatriya, a vaishya, or a shudra by birth, but according to that person's nature. That's the prime qualification. But these things are temporary. A person's nature changes, and a person does not remain in the same body for very long. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has declared, Naham vipra nacha narapatir, napi vaishya na shudra, naham varani nacha grihapatir, na vanasto yativa, kintu prajyan nikila paramananda purnam ritabdher, gopi bhartu parakamalayor, dasa dasa nudasaha. I am not a Brahmin, I am not a Vaishya, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a Shudra. Neither am I a Brahmachari, a Grihastha, a Varnaprastha, or a Sannyasi. Know that I consider myself only to be an eternal servant of the servant of the servant of Sri Krishna, who is the life and soul of the gopis, and who exists in full splendor. This is our true relation, this is our true identity. And for this reason, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sri Roy Ramananda to speak further.
If Madhva Maharaj can speak something, if he likes. If anything to speak. You have something?
Om Jnana Timirandhasa Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. In Rayanamananda Sanbad, which Shlok has quoted here about Sadharma Acharane Vishnu Bhakti Hai, a Shlok quoted from Vishnu Puran, dialogue between took place between Urvam Muni and Sagar Maharaj. Sagar Maharaj asked this question to Urvam Muni when he visited his royal palace. Then he quoted this verse. Varnasya Acharavata Purusena Parapuman Vishnu Radhate Panthananam Tattva Sokaranam. Mahaprabhu told it, your Vajjit is external. Go further, deeper. Sripada Ranna Maharaj and Sundara Gopal Prabhu explained very nicely. But if Sri Ramananda Rai supposed to mention other way, like Sri Gurudev told, what is Sadharma? Sa means own. What is our own dharma? To serve divine couple. To, for what purpose Mahaprabhu came? Rag Madhava Bhakti Loke Kalite Pracharan. That is our sadharma. If Sri Ramananda Rai is supposed to mention this thing and give example that Vishnu Bhakti Hai, Vishnu means which Vishnu? Garuda Sai Vishnu? Kshirod Sai Vishnu? Or Lord Nisinga Vishnu? Or Lord Ram Vishnu? If he clear that Vikritam Rajavadu Vidancha Vishnu, if he told about that Vishnu, maybe Mahaprabhu told yes, Yautam Avikoha. So, this is the gist. Hare Krishna.
Trying to tell something. Oh, you can leave.
Om Jnanam Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksuram Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. If I can take the slight bit of remnants of the previous speakers, I'll try to say a few words. Srila Gurudev explained this suggestion and rejection in his class in Puri this summer in Hindi. He quoted what Sripad Madhava Maharaj said, Vikriditam Vrajabhadabhir Idam Cha Vishnu, that real Vishnu Bhakti means Krishna Bhakti. And the conception of Aishwarya reduces the ability to serve. Mother Yasoda and all the associates in Vrindavan never had that conception of Aishwarya, and therefore they were able to serve totally favorably. Real service has two parts, Gurudev explained there in Puri. One is the relationship with Krishna, the sambandha, and two is the seva vasana, the desire to serve Krishna favorably. Rather, therefore, what Ramananda Rai said about swadharma, one's own dharma, would be true. But because he said Vishnu bhakti means serving by prescribed duties, therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected it. In the conception of Varnashram, this is not pure bhakti, but arup siddha bhakti. And every time Ramananda Rai gave a suggestion that was actually arup siddha bhakti, that is, it's an activity that's not bhakti, it's vaguely related to bhakti, but the idea, the word bhakti is artificially superimposed over it. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would reject that suggestion in arup siddha bhakti. For example, in Varnashram Dharma, the consideration is that by serving my father or by serving my husband, this is Vishnu bhakti, or this brings Vishnu bhakti. This is Parameshvara Seva. But this is superimposed. Gurudev said, I have to ask myself, is my husband or is my father God? and is there to please God. No, it's based on my material conception of life. He explained that there's two impediments to bhakti. Even if one has a bona fide spiritual master, still there are two impediments. If one cultivates, I am this body, and
this is mine.
I am this body and material desires, absorption and material desires. So Varnashram Dharma is the service to material relationships, thinking that that's service to God, in hopes that the Lord will be pleased with me so that I can be happy in this world. There are so many qualities of each varna and each ashram which is cultivated in Varnashram. For a king, for example, he should be very truthful, honest, and he should be charitable. There's one beautiful story in this connection that Srila Gurudev told about the same suggestion and rejection when Srila Gurudev was in Hawaii in the year 2000. There was a great king named Harishchandra who was fully following the Varnashram system, thinking that this would please God. He was the most charitable person and the most truthful person, and he would never accept any word that was untruth. So Visvamitra Muni was thinking, this attachment to Varnashram will impede my desire for him. I desire that Lord Ramchandra appear in his dynasty in the future. So he decided to make a plan. When Harishchandra was sleeping at night, Visvamitra Muni came to him, and as in a dream, he said to him, now you give everything to the brahmanas, that's also part of Varnashram, that the kshatriyas give to the brahmanas. So I want you to give me your whole kingdom. Harishchandra agreed. And then Visvamitra Muni disappeared. The next morning, when Harishchandra woke up, he forgot everything that happened the night before, but Visvamitra Muni came to him in the morning and said, do you remember a dream you had? No, I don't remember. Yes, in your dream, you gave me your entire kingdom. Now that in your waking state, you should finally fulfill this vow. Well, if I promised, I'm true to my word, and I'm charitable to brahmanas. So then he said, okay, now give me everything that you have. Okay, it's yours. Then Visvamitra Muni said, but whenever you give to a brahmana, you always have to give a little donation in money also. So give me 10,000 gold coins. Harishchandra said, treasurer, bring me 10,000 gold coins immediately. Visvamitra Muni said, what? He's my treasurer now. You can't give me anything. It belongs to me. So then he was thinking, well, how can I get the money from my kingdom? This is not your kingdom anymore. You can't sell anything. You can't give me anything. So then he was in dilemma. So Visvamitra Muni said, well, there's one place that's not my kingdom, and that is the kingdom of Kasi, because Kasi rests on the trident of Lord Shiva, so it's transcendental to my kingdom. You can go there with your wife and son, and you can try and sell yourself, and then you don't forget to pay me, though. So he had no longer any chariots, no longer any horses, nothing, but still he was thinking, I am King Chandra, because part of Varnashram is to be attached to truthfulness if you're a Kshatriya. So he was thinking, I'm thinking, even though he lost everything, I'm still the king. So attached to the bodily conception, this is my wife and son. Then when they got to Kasi, he was saying, who will purchase me, who will purchase me? So one owner of a graveyard purchased him for 5,000 gold coins, and a very mean brahmana purchased his wife for the other 5,000. So now he has a new identity. His new identity in Varnashram is, I am the keeper of this crematorium. Now, it so happened that Visvamitra Muni, we know, has mystic powers because he can come at night and pretend to be in a dream of Harishchandra. So by his arrangement, there was a great storm, black night, and in that black night, a snake bit Rogitasva, King Harishchandra's son, and killed him. So the mean brahmana told the wife, I'm not going to give you anything to help you. I've already bought you for 5,000 gold coins, and that was enough. So his wife took his son in this cold, dreadful, stormy night, looking for how to cremate my son. Naturally, she came to the bank of the Ganges and met her husband. So now he's thinking, now I have a new identity in Varnashram Dharma. So he's thinking, he didn't see his wife because it's so dark out. So he said, so I'll cremate your son, no problem, but you have to pay. She said, I have nothing, I have absolutely nothing. Still, somehow or other, you have to pay. All of a sudden, there was a lightning bolt in the sky, and the whole sky became light. And then he could see, oh my God, this is my wife, and this is my son, Amitesva. Oh no, and he's a dilemma. Am I the king? Am I the husband? Am I the crematorium guard? And he was a complete dilemma. He began crying because, well, maybe she's my wife, even though he sold her already. But then again, I have to be my duty of, and now I'm the crematorium guard. So he said, but still you have to pay. So she said, well, I only have this one cloth that I'm wrapping around my son. I'll give you half. He said, okay, give me half. And just as she was doing that, Vishwamitra, Lord Brahma, and so many demigods came. And Vishwamitra Muni said, Rohitasva will be the king. Rohitasva will be the king. And he looked at the sun, and the king, sun came back to life. And then Vishwamitra Muni told Harishchandra, I did this all to you. I took everything away. Now I'm giving everything back. Your son will be the king. You should go and meditate. Go to heaven, become purified, and then engage in sadhana bhakti, and then you can attain Vishnu bhakti. You're not this body. You're not any of your identifications. You're not Harishchandra. This is not your wife, and this is not your son. You are part and parcel of Krishna. You should purify yourself in heaven because you have to still taste some of the fruits of your pious activities because you're not yet purified. Then you can come back to earth, engage in sadhana bhakti, shravanam kirtanam Vishnu, ado shraddha tato sadhu sangha. Then you can become purified by real Vishnu bhakti, and then Ramchandra will appear in your dynasty, and he did.
Thank you. Where this shloka has been quoted from Vishnu Purana. Just after this shloka, one shloka also has been told. Maitreya Rishi question and Parashar is answering. Bhuman Manorathan Swargan Swargi Bandham Tathaspadam Prapnokti Aradite Vishnu Nirvanam Api Chauttamam. Meaning, earth, wealth, swarga, uttam nirvana gati, nirvana you know?
Mukti.
Sayuja mukti. Can be achieved by this. Varnashram dharma. Not anything else. Never. So, clearly so, that by Varnashram dharma, we cannot attain what? Swarupanubandhi and Swarup Siddha Bhakti. It is clear. But why Rayaramananda
quoted this
sloka? Aranya Maharaj has answered. There is some chance that if great sages like Vishwamitra, associate of Ram and others can come and associate. And by that, then his heart will be purified and then he will proceed to Swarupananda, Swarupanubandhi Bhakti. Otherwise not. And that is why she quoted my story which I told in Puri.
Hawaii
or Puri, I told. So, you should see that what Harishchandra was doing, speaking truth. But what became? Luckily, Vishwamitra. He saw that in his identity,
Ramchandra,
Lord, will come. And he's thinking that this gross body, material body, and what is I'm telling by this mouth, it should be true. But we cannot do like that. We cannot speak true by this body. So he wanted to reform him and to give true knowledge of Sanatana Dharma, that is transcendental, this thing. That is why in dream he took his kingdom and then he went to Kashi himself, and in the form of any boy Brahmin, he took Rohitaswa and
his wife,
as a servant, maid servant and boy servant, and in a dome.
Graveyard worker.
He took Harishchandra and engaged in that. And what became, you know? He became poisonous snake and
fight.
He was so powerful, he can do anything. And then, at last, he came personally with Dharmaraj and others. And then he returned back his whole wealth, kingdom and everything. And told him that now you should realize who are you. You are not this body. You are eternal servant of Krishna. You should realize. And then you should chant and remember. You should give up this kingdom and go to forest, and there you should chant Ram and Krishna. Not only Harishchandra. There are so many great rishis, maharishis. They have sacrificed their life for public. Shivi, Dadichi. Very big, big stories. I don't want to quote all these story, long stories. But you should know, Deva, demigods came to Dadichi that we want your
body.
Bones.
Because Bhrishasur should be killed, and it will be killed only by your
bone. By your living bone.
And then he began to laugh. Oh, you are very selfish and cruel. But yet I will give. And then he called a cow and took yogurt and sugar in his body everywhere, and they in lifetime they took all his blood and everything, and only bone was there. And by that, that vajra was done, and also remaining a dhanush which was broken by Ramchandra at Janakpuri. So there are so many things. And one Parashuram. So there are so many histories, stories in Puran about this. But why Ramananda quoted? Only that Arunya Maharaj told, there is some chance that any pure devotee can go there. Because they want to honor and serve Grihastha. This is the duty that any atithi will come, they will have. Guest will come. Atithi especially. Atithi means guest. They will come and they will honor. So as a guest, Narad Rishi can go anywhere. Vidur can go anywhere. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu Avadhut. He can go everywhere. Like Sukadeva Goswami being naked for nothing. He had to take from anyone because he is himself naked. No need of clothes or wearing, or and he can, without taking anything, he can remain for long, long years. But he goes. Sadhur Sabhav ke taite pamar nijakar janahi tabe. This is the thing. Now, Mahaprabhu rejected it. And then what he told? Rayak hai Krishna, karma arpan sarva sadhya sar. What is Krishna karma arpan? Veredi yo sar.
Amigam jvaradasyagam yana salakya chakshuram ritam yana tasmai shri So, Sri Ramanand, Sri Maharani,
that magician.
Sri Maharani is...
Oh, yes, you should be...
Don't worry, haven't disappeared yet.
Now your chance is coming.
He said he has not disappeared yet.
So, Sri Ramananda Roy suggested the system of following Varnashram that suits Finna Mahaprabhu for all the aforesaid reasons. Mahaprabhu rejected that as external. So then Sri Ramananda Roy quoted one verse from Gita. Yad korosi yad asnasi yad juhosi vedasi yad yad tapasasi kunta yad yad korosi mad arpanam. Krishna says to Arjuna, Hey Arjuna, yad korosi, whatever you do, yad asnasi, whatever you eat, whatever austerities you perform, anything you do, do as an offering to me. So this is from Bhagavad Gita, and how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can reject it. So you can understand how high the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is called karma arpanam, or you can also say like karma mishra bhakti. Because first, that person, he's enjoying all those, he has desire to enjoy all those things. For example, and then as to purify that thing, then he offers that to Vishnu. But first, his desire is first, therefore it's called karma mishra bhakti. It's one type of bhakti, but it's mixed with your own karma, your own desires. For example, Guru Maharaj one time said, there's one devotee, he's thinking, I'll make a garden, I'm going to grow eggplants and vegetables and potatoes, then I'll take them from the garden, then I'll cut them up, then I'll cook an offering, then I'll give to Bhagavan. So this seems alright, but Guru Maharaj says, if you do this, you'll waste millions and millions of years. Because you're offering everything to Bhagavan, but you have not offered yourself. Therefore, this is one type of karma mishra bhakti. Like Sri Bali Maharaj, he offered a donation to Bhagavan Bhaman. So Sri Bhaman Dev said, okay, I just want 3 steps of land. So he made a promise. With the first step of land, Bhagavan Bhaman Dev took to the topmost planet. The second planet, its second step, he took to the bottom planet. Then Bali Maharaj, he realized, oh, I'm so foolish. I have given everything to Bhagavan, but I have not given myself to Bhagavan. I have not performed Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Only I am performing some type of Arup Siddha Bhakti. Therefore, I have given the whole universe, but I have not given myself. Then pure intelligence came and said, oh, yes, put your foot upon my head. I completely offer myself. I perform Swarup Siddha Bhakti. So that is the difference. But therefore, Mahaprabhu also rejected these things. Because the devotee, for example, he thinks, I like pizza, but this Bhagavan like pizza, I don't care. I like pizza. I'm cooking pizza, I'm offering to Bhagavan, and after Bhagavan eats it or not, I don't care. But I'll take that thing. Therefore, this one type of karma mishra bhakti. Therefore, all these things, because the devotee's first consideration is his own enjoyment. But anyhow, at least he's giving something to Bhagavan at the end of it. Therefore, it's a little okay, a little mixed with bhakti. But because it's not pure bhakti, Mahaprabhu rejected it.
One other interesting reason why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is rejecting Ramananda Roy's suggestions. Of course, we should understand, Gurudev asked the question, why Ramananda Roy knows so many transcendental things, why he's starting here at the very first beginning steps and then working his way up. Like the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, we can see by the different gradations of devotees how glorious the gopis are, by comparison. It's not very easy to understand something if we don't have something to compare it next to. Let's say, for example, we say, oh, look, like Dr. Tamal Krishna, he used to be like a great wrestler. You can see his big body, and he was a great wrestler. So we could say, oh, he could defeat 15 men in the arena. I mean, oh, that's very impressive. But then if we actually see Dr. Tamal Krishna take on 15 big brahmacharis and put them all down on the ground, then we think, whoa, that's pretty impressive. So by comparison, we see actually how strong he is. So by comparison, we're going to be led up through all these different stages. So then when we get to the real sadhya, then we will understand how glorious and great and it is, and what a job we had have ahead of us. Because actually these two, actually first four verses that Ramananda Roy gives as evidence, Lord Chaitanya rejects them. Then the next three says, well, they're okay, but keep going. Then he gets to Sroop on the Bandhi, and he describes Dasha Ras in the mood of servitorship, the Supreme Lord. But Lord Chaitanya still just says, it's okay. Now, why did he reject that? And the next step, he says, Sakya Ras. And now Lord Chaitanya says, oh, say Uttama, this is highest thing, this is good. And you can keep going to higher. Because in Dasya Ras, it is not actually still in Braj. So Lord Chaitanya wants Ramananda Roy to take us all to Braj. And actually, these processes, Varnashram, Yad Kiroshi, Sarvadharma, these are not actually sadhya. They're not actually the goal. They're actually different sadhans for different ends or goals and steps. They're not the goal itself. So that's another reason he's rejecting it, because he actually hasn't stated the goal itself in these verses.
So what do you mean by karmarpan?
Karmarpan. This, Bhujapada, Damodar Maharaj also described very nicely. You're making an offering, but it's not done on the platform of Srupanabandhi of the soul, giving of the soul's self-love to Krishna.
What is karma arpan? Karma arpan. Only that.
Offering of one's, the fruits of one's activities to Krishna, so that it will become purified.
It is very good. Why it is fault?
Why is there a fault? Because it is not completely on the transcendental platform, spiritual platform. It's not done with the soul. These are things done with this body and senses and mind. Like in the verse, Kriti Sadhya Bhavet Sadhya Sadhana Sadhavira. This is done with the body, mind, and senses, not with the soul.
Karmarpan. What we are doing, what we are eating, what we are drinking, what we are doing, anything in this. We should give the fruit to Narayan or Vishnu. Actually, who are to give? Are you doer? Actually, you are not doer. Who is doing karma? Who is doing karma? So there are so many.
Prakriti kriyamanani gune karmani
sarvasa.
Sarvasa.
There are so many things. Prakriti. Sataratam gun. Somewhat jeev. Somehow the will of Krishna. Krishna or Vishnu here. All making all these karms, you are not doer of the karm. And if you are not doer of the karm, how you can
offer?
You cannot offer. So, here, we can, but it has been told that you should do. Jatyat tat narayanam samarishimad bhagavat also. Because you cannot do more than that. In first stage. So it has been told. Whatever you do, better you should think that to please Krishna and to please the associate of Krishna. This is more best. And if you cannot do, then to Krishna or Vishnu you should offer all the good things. What?
Gurudev, in Badger, you were talking about these things, and I asked you a question at the end of the class. If I go on book distribution and I distribute a book, I'm not proud, but I'm just thinking, oh, I distributed a book. But who actually distributed the book? and you said Gurudev distributed. You cannot even create a dry straw. And also in Puri, you said if a disciple gives a donation to Sri Guru, then you'll say to him, somebody gave you a donation, and you said to him, you can't give me a donation because it's already mine. You have nothing. Everything is mine and appears to be yours. You can only give pranami, but you cannot give donation.
Yes. Okay. Very good. So Mahaprabhu told it. Rejected it, Yehovah. And then Mahaprabhu, it has been told further, jagyathat karmanuho, lokayam karma bandhana, tadartham karma kanteya mukta sangha samachara. Whatever you do to please Krishna, that is called jagya. If you are not doing like this, not for Krishna, to please Krishna, then it will be karma bandhan.
Bondage.
It will be bondage. It will be bondage. That is why tadartham karma kanteya. O kanteya, you should do all the activities. Top to beginning, to please Krishna. Mukta sangha samachara. Don't be attached to anything. This is mine. This body is mine. These are mine. These are sons. These are daughters. Mine. Oh, give up all these. And then to please Krishna, you should do. Then you will not become, you cannot come in the bondage of Maya. Also, there are so many. Subhasu phala raivam, mokshase karma vandanai, sannyas, yog yog vatma bimukto mam upaisasi. Oh, so many. Now, Mahaprabhu told that Ihopadhyaya, and then he told Karmatyag is Sarvasadhyasa. In the meantime, he will show his magic and entertainment will be done, and then mind will be fresh and you can hear more. I'll have to give him.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, tomorrow will be fire sacrifice. 10 a.m. headed by Shripad Damodar Maharaj and Jivapriya Brahmachari. And few more devotees has requested for initiation. It will take place tomorrow 9 a.m. in the Bhajan Kuti of Srila Gurudev. So tomorrow initiation again 9 a.m. and fire sacrifice will be here. Combined effort of Shripad Damodar Maharaj and Sri Jivapriya Brahmachari. Hare Krishna.
No batteries. Yeah. You have the batteries disappeared. Yeah.
Oh, you have.
Diabandhu, that's Atmaram's glasses. Atmaram from Bali, New Zealand.
Good evening all. Gurudev visits at my businesses. So, Gurudev, we were bringing him from over the valley the other day in a Rolls Royce called a Silver Spirit. But also, we had another spirit, a golden spirit, inside a silver spirit, all the way here.
You came in now, the Rolls Royce car.
I'm
your
also
name was Silver Spirit.
So please accept
you said you were
any
golden spirit,
mistakes, silver spirit. Like you did the children before, because I'm only a big kid. In fact, please be free to laugh, even if it's not funny.
because laughter is the best medicine. Ah, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. Harinam is the best medicine. Because Harinam allows us to be, or maintain, or retain, or gain a childlike heart. And a light-hearted disposition. Now, my dear mother, very kindly, Gurudev initiated her the other day at the age of 85, in the last stage of her life. She is very sorry, Gurudev. She can't be here tonight. She's in a bit of pain, as you know, the other day. And then she gave me her blessing for tonight. She said, Tamal Krishna, her name is Malati, by the way, Malati Devadasi, which is Krishna's favorite flower, the beautiful white jasmine with the exquisite bouquet and flavor fragrance. And she said, I want you to a good show, and I hope everybody laughs, and I hope at the end, if it's really successful, they give you a standing ovation. I don't want a standing ovation, because Gurudev said the other day, why is he here? We all have our different reason. Because of our love. Our love is like a magnet that even Gurudev cannot resist. And he is here. So, feel free to laugh. And hopefully I can do a few tricks for you, which won't take too long. However, in spiritual life, sometimes we have to dig real deep. In the mundane world, we have trials and tribulations, and sometimes there's a lot of earth and mundane matter covering our heart. And it's the hardest thing is to calm it down. I need an assistant to calm down my Raj. So I said to the boys in my heart space, can you please send up my shovel? What do you want the shovel for? Well, because I don't have to dig like that. I found with my Gurudev and Harinam, it's a lot easier. So they send up the shovel. I got rid of that weight. Now, I'm just an out-of-work lamp lighter, waiting for gas to make a comeback. Gurudev is the real lamp lighter. Because he lights the heart, he lights the lamp. He lights the lamp in our hearts. Gurudev, would you happen to have $10? Oh, you do. Not in our heart, $10. In fact, as you probably know, some have seen these tricks. I'm going to do some that I've done before through request, and some of you haven't. But it used to be $5, but because of inflation, now gone to $10. Hold on. Okay. Please, hand. So over the top. Now, watch this, how this travels. I can tell you these days that $10 doesn't go very far, does it? $10 doesn't go very far these days, Gurudev. Oh, hang on. Please, assistant. Coach. Oh, sorry, Mr. Assistant. Nothing in the hand. Clean, nothing there. Okay, we take $10. We fold. Maybe one. Maybe two, I'm not going to rush this. Maybe three. Oh my God. Hang on. Too many folds. Oh my God. What do you do when you make your first mistake? I told you I was a big kid. Okay. Oh boy, we're getting there, It's embarrassing, isn't it? It's meant to be like that. Who's seen this? Yeah. Okay. Now hold on.
Thank you. How do we get to it? Good day. We are in your bubble at the moment, this transcendental spiritual bubble. I can feel it. We can all feel it. Some people live in a bubble with no spiritual safety net. They surround themselves with all their comforts. And when something comes along, usually a bursting bubble, somehow or other. Let's see. See what we're going through? They have some trauma in their life, they maintain balance. Not like the regular jiva, the conditioned soul, who is easily bubble burst. $100, please, to Gurudev. We have a typical person, newly born, very sensitive. Looks like Jerry Lewis. Suffering and misery. This is the philosophical discourse from birth to death about the same thing. A young spirit soul coming into the world, already boxed in, just being born, he's being conditioned. Okay. Oh. And the first thing he does after a few weeks, he was born breech birth. His neck was giving him a hard time. The first thing they did was send him to the chiropractor. Okay. You ready for this? Okay. Disappear. disappear?
Just
pretend it's a lit, right? You won't light it. Nasty fumes. So, my beautiful Peshmina. You make a nice little hole like that. What happened to the cigarette? Do it. Okay. Just imagine burning, burning. In there. That's the best thing to do with them. Just make it disappear completely.
There you go!
So he goes to university because when he was younger, he asked the question, who am I? Where am I going to? What is my purpose in life? Who am I? But eventually, when asked the question, someone will come to answer. He went to university thinking he was going to gain the knowledge in university, but all he did was come out with a whole bunch of formulas through his head and more misery. He didn't even use his qualifications. In fact, he went to India. And then flew to Europe and got busted for drugs and spent time in jail. And after a few years in jail, he came back on the plane and met a nice air hostess who he married. And a few years later, divorced. She took everything he had. He had a couple of years off from marriage. Met another woman. Belly dancer. Married her. A couple of years later, more divorced. He married three times, divorced three times. Eventually he woke up. He found a woman he didn't like and bought her a house. He wasn't in a real good state by this time. I said, Johnny, I think we better take you to the doctor. Come on, Johnny, let me get... Go to the doctor. You stand up all right? There you go. We're just going to walk to the doctor. Yes. We're in the doctor's surgery now. Yes, doctor. Can you please come and check out young Johnny? He's not feeling very well.
What's the matter? Doctor.
Oh, he has diarrhea. He has night sweats, wet bed. Vomiting, headaches, you name it. My diagnosis is this fellow is suffering from stress. We'll give him some medication, he'll be okay, don't worry. And I'm running a bit late, the next patient's coming soon, so I'll better be through here. I won't make as much money for go now.
Any prescription, doctor? Do you have a prescription?
Yes, I'll write out the prescription. Just a minute. I'm in a real hurry. I know you're trying to pay off your next BMW. And you have to give a prescription because you get a kickback on every prescription, don't you? Pharmaceutical companies. Well, I get heaps.
Okay. There you are, Johnny.
That's your prescription. A few months goes by, still suffering. No relief. Goes to the doctor again. The doctor recommends psychiatrist. Now, anyone who needs to go and see a psychiatrist needs a head wrap. But the psychiatrist comes in to see young Johnny. Psychiatrist there. Coming.
Very good. Another patient. What seems to be the problem?
Another doctor for me. Psychiatrist.
Oh, I see.
He's suffering.
He has a box on his head. I know the solution. Drugs. Yes, we have many drugs in our hospital. And the funny farm. We'll take him to the funny farm.
Vrindavan.
Vrindavan.
I think there seems to be a problem. I think you should all come to the funny farm.
This is Professor B.A. Loon, by the way.
Dr. B.A. Loon.
Used to be Professor Fool, but he thought he'd upgrade to B.A. Loon. Is that all? Would you like to take him away?
Yes.
Why can't you bring the ambulance? Can you put him in an institution?
Just one straitjacket.
Just one straitjacket. So what do you recommend? Prozac? Coming. Thank you. Thank you, B.A. Loon. Just as he's feeling at the depth of depression, society comes along and really lands on you. Are you being successful in life? Huh? Are you making lots of money? Are you exploiting someone? Is it any wonder that he suffered from nervous breakdown? Now, nervous breakdown is a door to self-realization. Now, not only... Just sitting up. Turn that light off there, please. Right. No photographs, please, for this next segment. Because not only did he lose his mind, but he also lost his head. Any sharp light might detract and cause big shock. What is the remedy? Oh, hark, in the distance I hear some chanting, some singing. Coming from where? Where's the next act? Where is he? Bhaktisar, he hears the chanting, the holy names in the distance.
Hayır, seyir abi.